Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and I hope you're enjoying it. Have a beautiful morning like we do.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a spectacular morning. You know, the temperatures in the afternoons lately have been getting pretty hot. But, boy, these mornings have just been spectacular. You know, great to get out and walk and view everything before it heats up a little bit later in the day. We're ending the wonderful month of June, and I think June 2012 is going to be one that people will remember in this part of this, actually in much of the country. You know, if you look at the rest of the country with the fires and the Hurricane Debbie, seems like, and the big storms that hit much of the country yesterday, and the heat wave. You know, if you look at all that, there's been a tremendous amount going on in June. But if you get a little bit closer to home and take a look at our statistics, we're going to end the month of June, again, warmer than normal, but almost 4 degrees warmer than normal. I thought it was interesting to look at the normals. The normal high at this time is 74, and I tell you, if we had a day of 74, we would think it was really cool. About half of the days of the month, we would have been above that. Well, we're ending the month, as I said, about 4 degrees above normal. That kind of got overlooked with all the precipitation. The amount of precipitation in the at the Weather Service was 10 inches, a little bit over 10 inches. What's remarkable is that if you look back, the Weather Service has been keeping records in the Duluth area for 142 years. They started in 1870. And if you look back over that, that's about 1,700 months. Only 7 months have had precipitation of more than 10 inches, and this is one of those seven. So you might say we've joined quite an elite group. The last time it happened was 1972 in August, and there was a lot of talk about that flood in recent weeks. But the one before that was over 100 years ago. So only twice now in the last 100 years has there been months that have that much precipitation. Now, I've been asked several times about the impact on nature with the flood like this, and I'm a little hesitant to answer because there is a two-part impact. It's kind of like a forest fire. You know, you have the immediate response, which does not look good. It's hard to convince anybody that something good is going to come out of it. But if you wait a while, the long-term response, you do see some things coming. And that's what I'm trying to do here, is trying to wait a little bit and see some of the long-term responses. At this point, I won't say too much of the impact. We will look at a few things up into the future. We're starting the wonderful month of July tomorrow, and we're starting it with quite a bright week and that night, too. We're having a full moon on the night of the 3rd, and the days are still very long. We are still at the time of the latest sunset. That's 9:07, but that changes tomorrow. And so you might say starting tomorrow, the days are, and the sunrises are going to be a little later, and the sunsets are going to be a little bit earlier. So we are past the solstice, and in response from that, a lot of the birds right now are in their fledging state. The nesting has happened. I was just back from a walk, and there was a family of ravens out there on the road, and you probably heard plenty of family of ravens. The young are always squawking, trying to get something from the parents, so there's plenty of noise of that going on. But I discovered a nest this week of veery, and the veery nest had two eggs still in it, so that part is still going on. We also watched a couple of young barred owls that we've been watching pretty much all spring. They're out there flying right now, but they're still got the young fluffy feathers of the youth, and so that's always a beautiful sighting. In addition to that, the bird songs are still going on. I've heard yesterday and today, I heard 10 kinds of warblers singing here. So the bird songs are still going on. But any time we get to July, they start to wane. And pretty much most of them are pretty well over with by the middle of the month. Now, we may have, because of the rains, we may have some trying to re-nest. And I think I've been seeing that with a few of them around right now. I think I've been seeing that with robins, indigo bunting, chipping sparrows, and phoebe. I think they're all trying to re-nest, but we'll see how the singing goes in the next few weeks. Lots of baby rabbits around. I've been seeing cottontails and snowshoe hares virtually every time I walk. We had the turtle nest again this week. This is getting a little bit late now, but there was one still out there nesting. And the green frogs and the mink frogs are still calling a great deal. Those are pretty much the summer frogs. Lots of kinds of butterflies. You know, one of the things of these these clear, warm days, you get out and take a look, there are butterflies. You know, we've gotten into July almost, and we get a whole new batch of wildflowers starting to show up. Last time I mentioned black-eyed Susan and evening primrose. Well, this week, the fireweed and the milkweed have started to bloom as well. And you put all those together, and we get quite a bouquet along the roadsides in July. And the butterflies come out to take advantage of that. If that's not enough, in the yards, the daylilies have started to bloom. I always associate that with July, but they started to bloom this week. And a good number of kinds of butterflies. Now, as you're looking at these butterflies, some of them may not appear to be butterflies. People don't usually think of butterflies as being brown. But we have three kinds of butterflies out there right now that are brown. One of them is very, very common. That's the northern pearly eye. A little brown butterfly, they're called that because they have big eye spots on the underside of their wings. They can't see with them, of course, but they just look like eye spots. Lots of kinds of dragonflies. On my walk this morning, I saw again some emerging dragonflies from the lake. And, of course, right there to greet them were the opportunist spiders that had the webs. Also, opportunist spiders are in a lot of flowers. If you see a patch of daisies, stop and take a look. A lot of times there are spiders that are sitting in those waiting for insects to come by. Other things of note, we are having a lot of strawberry picking. Every day this week I've been picking strawberries from a farm nearby. And that made me start to look for some more wild berries. And yes, I found the first blueberry, the first Juneberry, and the first dewberry all in bloom. All ripe this week. So when the berry season of July begins already this year. And if that's not enough, out in the woods, thanks to the recent rains, we are getting more mushrooms. Now, it has not been quite as prolific as I expected, but maybe it's just because it's a little bit early, and that still is yet to come. And then, of course, we got a holiday this week, so I would say get out and enjoy it.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Larry Weber. He's had a 40-year-long career as a science teacher, twice nominated as or won the award as Science Teacher of the Year. He's recently retired, and he's living on a farm in Carlton County, up in the heart of the flood area with his wife. And he writes in a couple of phenology columns for local newspapers and joins us every Saturday here on WTIP's North Shore Weekend. A lot of fun. That's Larry Weber.